Eilish, Q104. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is coming up soon, in a few weeks.
Ooh.
I was probably aware, but I was just reminded that it's happening in Cleveland this year.
Well, duh. We got the Rock Hall.
Well, not really. I mean, they always move around the induction ceremony. Yeah, it's not... It's not always in Cleveland.
I thought it was.
It's in New York City a lot, L.A., Nashville, but it's in Cleveland this year.
Oh, fun. When is it?
It is October 19th.
Oh, okay. So it's coming up.
Right now, just looking, if you wanted to go to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, the cheapest ticket, just one ticket, is about a little over $400.
What?
That's just to get in the building.
Wowza.
Here's who's being inducted this year. Mary J. Blige, Cher,
ooh,
Foreigner, Ozzy Osbourne, Kool & the Gang, and A Tribe Called Quest. But the reason why this is being talked about now is because they have announced performers and presenters.
Ooh, who's performing?
It looks like, now see, it has just a full list of performers and presenters, so it doesn't say who's actually performing and who's presenting.
Ah, okay.
But Busta Rhymes is on this list. Dr. Dre.
Mm.
So see, that's a guy that I'd be, is he going to perform or is he just going to present or is he going to do both? I don't know.
I don't know.
Demi Lovato. Dua Lipa. Oh, that would be.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
I hope she performs.
Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll's going to be there. He's always here in Cleveland now, it seems.
I want to have a talk with him because I feel like the man just loves Cleveland, which, I mean, understandable. What's not to love? But this is his fourth time here in the span of like 2 months?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to Jelly Roll, too, just to ask him that question. Like, why does it seem like you're always here?
Watch, he has like a second house somewhere in a suburb that we just don't know about.
Julia Roberts will be here. I'm not sure what the connection is with Julia Roberts.
Hmm.
But she will, it says here, will be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Again, October 19th. It'll stream live on Disney Plus. So if you don't want to pay that $400 and up price tag for a ticket to get inside, it will stream live on Disney Plus that night. And then they'll edit that down and you can watch it later on Disney Plus.
Okay, I think I might go that route. You know, the $400+ ticket sounded really tempting, but so does my couch, so.
Why don't you walk downtown? Why don't you walk down to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse that night? See if they have a red carpet.
See if I can just sneak on in.
Do they have a red carpet?
I don't know.
This? I would imagine no.
I wouldn't think so,
right.
But who am I to say?
The stars probably get in some secret entrance at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. I don't think they just go through the drug mart.
Oh, you don't think that they go through that door?
Not the drug mart entrance like the rest of us.
Ah, yeah.
Good.
You're probably right.
Good morning, the Q Morning Show.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. It's the Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa. Well, right now, actually, in studio, it's just Alyssa here because Bill Ryan is out on the streets of downtown Cleveland hunting for some spotted lantern flies. Bill, how's it going?
Is this a joke? Like, is this some kind of an elaborate prank? Because I still have not seen one.
Still? You're walking around downtown and you still haven't seen one?
Yeah, and you've been telling me you've been seeing them for what? How many weeks now?
Like 3 weeks. They've been swarming me every time I walk outside.
Yeah, it's a pretty good joke. You've been telling me about this, and now I'm just walking up and down Huron on the hunt for lantern flies.
So you think that me and everyone else in the city of Cleveland, we're all playing an elaborate prank on you?
Yeah, if it wasn't in the news, I guess I shouldn't doubt it. I mean, we are under quarantine.
I was going to say, we're under quarantine as a joke.
But I expected to walk outside and just be swarmed by spotted lantern flies, and that has not happened.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. They have been, like, hopping streets. So I've heard that they're over on Euclid now, which are you walking on Huron downtown?
So they're choosing what streets they want to go to. They don't like Huron. it's not safe enough. They want to go over to Euclid. There's not enough happening on Huron. They need to go over to Euclid.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're hopping around. They're like, this street is not safe anymore. We got to find a new home. So then they hop over one street.
They're hanging out at Progressive Field because that's where the Guardians play, and they want to get on the playoff fever.
Probably trying to get on the Jumbotron. I don't know.
All right. Okay, wait a minute.
Did you find one?
I may have spotted one. Gray and red, right? Gray,
yes.
And, like, yeah, it's spotted.
It has spots.
I see one. It's glorious. Okay, so now what do I do?
I mean, apparently you kill it. You step on it. You're hunting.
Oh, my gosh. You are cold-blooded, man.
Well, I'm not down there killing it. You're the one that's going to kill it, not me.
Okay, and you're saying it's okay to do this, right?
You're supposed to. It's your civic duty to kill it.
The Department of Agriculture has given us a license to do this?
They've given you a license to kill, Bill.
Okay. I don't know if I have it in me.
I believe in you.
All right. I'm going to really try to do this. Okay. May God have mercy on my soul.
Oh, that's the sound of a killer.
Oh, my God.
Did you do it?
I can't believe I just did that.
You killed it?
Yeah, it's dead.
You're cold-blooded. You're a monster.
Someone needs to call HR. I need a grief counselor immediately.
Yeah, let me, I'll get them on the phone real quick.
Something's got a hold on me lately.
I'm trying to cover my job.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, I'm very curious on what Megan and Sam want to hash out this morning. I hope it's nothing super serious, but we'll find out. Megan, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Very well. Now, Sam is here too, but we're giving Megan the floor first. Megan, what's going on between you and Sam?
Thanks. Yeah. So Sam and I have been dating for like 3.5 years, and lately, you know, we've been going back and forth about the issue that we've been having, and I'm really wanting to try couple therapy, and he's like not having it.
Okay, this does sound serious.
Yeah.
Why couples therapy? Why are you thinking about that?
It's not like, you know, it's kind of a lot of reasons put together, right? So so we live together, and I feel like at this point we've hit this stage where it's like we have this kind of roommate situation. Mm. So I feel like we're not really growing together anymore. It's just kind of this coexisting thing, right? So it's not that the spark is gone, but it's just that I feel like we're not really interacting as a couple very much anymore. And it's just like as friends, and we both know it's happening. But any attempt to work on it is not happening. So that's why I want to try couples therapy. But Sam is just like, that's ridiculous. So
sounds like a good time to bring in Sam. Sam, is all that true? Is everything that Megan said true?
I mean, I guess. But I mean, frankly, I do think an idea of couples therapy is ridiculous for us, because that's, frankly, I think that's just for when you're married. And also, I mean, I just don't think it's gotten to that point. I don't think it's that bad.
So you don't think it's that bad that we act like friends and we don't act like a couple? Or do you not think it's bad that we have problems because what, you're just like not invested in it being a relationship anymore, or what?
No, Megan, I'm not saying that. I mean, like, I really just don't think this is that big of a deal. I mean, like, we just kind of going through a patch right now, and most people go through that. Like, a lot of couples go through that stuff. I don't think it's something we need to go to couples therapy about. I just feel like you're making a bigger deal about it than it is.
Okay, but you're saying like it's a patch, but it's not a patch when it's been going on for almost a year. I've been talking about it for, what, over 6 months. And I've mentioned it again and again and again. And we've had the chance to fix it on our own, and we've not done it, and you've not taken that initiative for it. So what else are we supposed to do? Just say that the patch is going to get longer and longer?
No, I mean, look, I'm sorry, but you know this. I've been super busy with work, and I mean, I guess if I'm being fair, I haven't been making the effort that I should, but like, I don't want to go to couples therapy. I mean, my God.
Okay, Megan, Sam, we want to stop you right there. Sam, you don't want to break up with Megan, right? You do not want this relationship to end?
No, of course, no.
216-474 0104. Alyssa, we're clearly not qualified to help this couple, but is couples therapy, is that an outrageous request by Megan? If she does not feel that the relationship is going in a positive direction anymore, is that ridiculous for her to ask this?
I don't think it's an outlandish thing to ask. However, I do think I'm with Sam on this one. I think that they can get through it without going to couples therapy. Okay. I also don't think you really need to go to couples therapy unless you're married.
Okay, but how? How do you do it? What do you do? Because Megan's clearly not happy. Sam has to do something. Somebody has to do something.
Yeah, there has to be something done here.
216-474-0104. Hash it out. Next, the Q Morning Show.
Baby,
Q104, we have your chance to win Post Malone tickets coming up in just minutes. Hash it out right now. Megan and Sam, they have been dating how long have they been a couple?
I think she said like 3.5 years.
3.5 years dating.
Yeah.
They're not married, but Megan is frustrated because she is not feeling the connection with Sam anymore. She has suggested couples therapy, and Sam is pushing back against that. I hope that we can help them a little bit because they want professional help, and
they came to us, and I'm not sure why, because we are not professionals.
Well, Megan can't get Sam to go to couples therapy, so
this is the next best thing.
We have Nicole listening to us in Avon. Nicole, what are your thoughts on group therapy? Or excuse me for hash it out this morning.
Well, I actually think that Megan has a good point. I think that they should be trying some couples therapy if this is a long-term relationship and they feel that they're in it for the long haul. People go to therapy for all sorts of reasons now. I mean, people go take their kids to therapy. People take their pets to therapy, for heaven's sakes. So if this is a relationship that they want to salvage and they're really in it, then I don't see a problem with couples therapy.
So you don't think it matters that they're not married? That's Sam's whole thing, is that he's saying, like, we're not married. Only married people should have to go to couples therapy.
No, because it can be a relationship for life, whether you're married or not. I mean, if you're in it, you're in it. So I think, you know, I think therapy is absolutely appropriate. You know, on the other hand, what I'm hearing from Megan is that she's in pain, and he doesn't seem to want to do anything about it. Like, I don't know. I think that's a problem. She's been saying continuously that things aren't working and she's unhappy and she wants to do something to fix it. And I'm not hearing from him that he's really putting in the effort to try to fix it.
That's my biggest problem with this whole thing, too.
Yeah.
Now, Oliver is listening to us in Jackson. Now, I will tell you this. Oliver is a divorce attorney.
Oh, okay. So we have a true, like, professional.
So even though Megan and Sam are not married, I want to get his thoughts on the interaction between Megan and Sam. Good morning, Oliver.
Morning.
What did you think when you were listening to Hash It Out this morning?
As I said when you first answered, I really hate to say this, and I'm sure that the internet's not going to be kind. Let's split up now.
Split up now?
Without question.
Yeah, cut your losses.
I mean, here's my thought. And again, like you said, I'm a divorce attorney, been doing this for a long time, married, happily married to a therapist. We've got multiple children. I get what life brings at you is hard. We've done marital counseling. I actually appreciated it. I'm friends with my marital therapist on Facebook, and every now and again, say hello. Things are going well. All of that's great. A third of their relationship has been, from what I believe it's Megan,
a big old question mark to her. She's not happy. She thinks there's problems there. She's already recognizing these things are there. They've only been together for 3 years. There's no marriage. There's no kids. There's no long-term anything. And I can promise you from my perspective, because I've seen this in my professional career, that guy's going to be so frustrated if this is already happening. I promise you she's going to be asking for marital counseling every 18 to 24 months. It's going to drive him nuts. If they get married, it's going to be this
and they don't have anything real. I think at least one of you guys has kids. Once you have kids and you get those kind of serious mortgage and those type of, you know, debts and family,
your life goes upside down. If you can't make it through the fun little dating phase, even if it is 2 or 3 years, and let's be honest, it's 2, because she said the last year has been miserable.
All right. Thank you, Oliver. Appreciate you calling in this morning with your perspective. I'm kind of on their side as well. Nicole, what Nicole said, what Oliver said, what would be the harm in splitting up and spending some time apart and seeing if you miss each other? Because I wasn't hearing that from Sam. I didn't hear, oh my gosh, Megan, no, we can't break up. I love you too much. I wanted to hear that from him. I didn't hear that from him.
And he was just like, no, I don't want to break up. Like, it was giving the least amount of effort. Honestly, I think I might be on your side with this. Like, I think I might be team cut it off, at least for a little while. If they come back together later on down the road, great. But I think they might need a little bit of time apart.
Megan, Sam, good luck. Keep us posted. Let us know what happens.
Next on the Q Morning Show.
We will give away some Post Malone tickets. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Caller 14 right now, 216-474-0104. Alyssa hasn't lost yet this week. Will today be the day?
I don't think so.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge next.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Brandy and Willowick, you sound like you're in a good mood this morning.
I am.
You sound like you're ready to take down Alyssa.
I'm going to try.
I wish you the best of luck. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Brandy, your three questions. Here we go. Question one. If I book a ticket on Amtrak, I'm about to take a ride on what?
A train.
Question two. What fast food chain once used the slogan, "Think outside the bun"?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Wendy's.
And question three. What do you call a baby goat?
Oh, I should know this.
You should?
I should. My friends have goats.
Oh, I was going to say, I work at the Metro Park Zoo.
An ew, I don't know.
An ew?
Ew, E-W-E. I don't know. I feel like that's it.
I don't know either. I don't know what a ew is. We went 1-for-3 today.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Not too bad. Not hopeless. Contestants have won before by going 1-for-3. So let's find out how Alyssa does today. First, we need to get her back in the studio. What are you up to this morning, Brandy and Willowick?
I'm working.
Working right now?
Yeah, I work from home, so I can listen to you guys while I work.
And is that where your friends have baby goats in your neighborhood?
No. Well, yeah, kind of. They live up the street. They're in Willoughby Hills.
Gotcha. All right. Alyssa.
I remember what they're called now. I was wrong.
Yeah, don't say anything, because Alyssa has the headphones on right now, and you don't want to give her any help at all.
I have no idea what's going on.
Alyssa, it's Brandy and Willowick.
Good morning, Brandy.
Hey, Alyssa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Here are your three questions, Alyssa. Not going to tell you how Brandy did. We're just jumping into it. Question number one. If I book a ticket on Amtrak, I'm about to take a ride on what?
A train.
What fast food chain once used the slogan, "Think outside the bun"?
Taco Bell.
And finally, what do you call a baby goat?
That's it?
Yes.
So what do you call a baby goat?
Yes.
Is it just a goat?
No. Brandy, you know it now, right?
Yes, it's a kid.
It's a kid.
A kid?
Yeah.
That's what they're called?
So I don't know what to do here. I guess I got to give the buzzer for Alyssa. Unfortunately, the first time around, Brandy answered that question incorrectly. She went 1-for-3 today. Alyssa went 2-for-3 today. Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Yay!
Good job, Alyssa. Good job.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Brandy. I got to celebrate a little bit.
No, you're loud. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Brandy, it's not too far of a drive from Willowick to Cuyahoga Falls, is it?
Oh, it's not.
Would you mind going down on October 1st to go see Post Malone?
No.
We'll give you Post Malone tickets.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
You are so welcome. Thank you for playing.
You're welcome. My name is Brandy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Yeah, man. Without you. Oh, oh, wow. Oh, oh, wow. Oh, oh, wow. Oh, oh, wow. Without you. Without you.
Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So yesterday, I wanted to get into a fight.
Over what?
I'm going to tell you about what. I didn't get into a fight.
Okay.
I almost got into a fight. I wanted to get into a fight. And I'm not a violent person.
I really would never have gathered that you were.
So yesterday, Paula had the day off. And when I got home from work, usually when that happens, we always go on some sort of a midday walk with Myrtle.
Aw, cute.
Myrtle's our dog. So we're walking around. We're downtown, downtown River. And we're at this part of town where there is... It's a giant parking lot. And so we're walking on the sidewalk and we walk right in front of this parking lot, right?
Uh-huh.
So there is a car that is going west but wants to turn right into the parking lot.
Okay.
But pedestrians have the right of way. Mm-hmm. So we just continue walking on the sidewalk and we're blocking this car from going into the parking lot. But the car is doing what the car is supposed to do. It has its right turn signal on and is ready to turn in the parking lot, but is waiting for us to pass by safely. Two adult humans and a dog. There is another car behind the car that is waiting on us.
Uh-oh.
This car blows on its horn. And we clearly, this person did not see us walking. They're only paying attention to the car in front of him.
And the fact that it stopped and not moving.
Right. And is supposed to be turning right. Why? This guy's probably thinking, why is this car not turning right? Blows on their horn. And I was so angry. I was so angry at this car.
Did you start yelling? Did you start making a scene?
I did yell.
Did you really?
So we...
Was Paula so embarrassed?
We pass by, so we're in view of this car. And I'm like, hey! I'm like, she's waiting for us. I'm talking about the car that was turning right. Uh-huh. I'm like, she's waiting for us. And the guy just stared at me and then kept on going. He could have pulled over and we could have...
You could have gone at it. Had a little tussle.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like a big guy. But he was not patient. He didn't see us. But still, that is no reason for you to use your horn like that. That's an aggressive use of a horn.
I mean, like, I honestly will use my horn like that sometimes, though.
You will honk at people? You're a honker.
I'm a honker.
Why are you honking at people?
You have a horn in the car for a reason.
It's not for that reason.
It's not for that. I agree. The fact that he didn't see you, that's a problem.
Right.
But I do get good use out of my horn. I get excited when I get to use my horn. Because it's okay. Not like all the time.
Well, I'm jotting this note down. I really want to know, for a future conversation, why you're honking at people. I'm really disappointed that you're a honker.
To alert people of what's going on.
I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. We were talking to Brittany in Menor earlier, and Brittany said something. She's like, I listen to you guys from home. I'm a remote worker. And remember, I pulled this article from USA Today the other day. It's about remote workers, people who work from home,
uh-huh.
And how they really spend their time during the day. And it says in this survey, nearly half, 46%, admit to multitasking while on work calls or doing household chores. During work hours, a third have run errands, and 1 in 5 confess to snoozing at some point in the workday. So they take naps.
I was a big napper when I was a remote worker.
Is that right?
Yes, I was.
So we're going to get into all of this. Matt just called up, though. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you are a remote worker, or you used to do that?
I used to do that back in 2020 in the start of COVID.
How was that experience for you?
At first, it was good, and then once I started to be done with the job, I guess, is when I started to slack off. I would do things like unplugging my internet and texting my boss that I had an internet outage so I could go do something else.
That's smart.
How many internet outages would you have on average during a week?
During a week, it was probably 2 or 3 a day.
Two or three?
Yep, that sounds about right.
So did your boss ever send you a message and say, hey, maybe you should think about upgrading that internet service that you have?
No, because at the start of COVID, it was a common thing. Everybody was overloading internet circuits and all that stuff, so it was common for it to go down.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. What do you do now, Matt? Why did you give up that cake job?
Now I work in sewer construction.
Okay, so working outside.
Working outside.
Getting some fresh air.
Well, he's
right. I'm on the go all the time. It's much nicer.
I don't know about fresh air. He said sewer construction.
Getting some air.
Okay.
Yeah, getting air.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you listening this morning. Yeah, I never was able to be a remote worker.
Really?
Yeah, during COVID, my job was so complex that they're like, you keep going in and we'll figure it out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, even when COVID hit and I was on the radio, we were working from home.
I'm so jealous.
It was, no.
So jealous.
I hated doing radio from home.
Why?
I hated it. Because it's like I'm literally sitting, I would sit in my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Because that had like the best sound.
The best acoustics.
So I sat in my closet for like 6 hours a day. It sucked.
But you were doing essentially the same thing that you would do.
Yeah, but I like to talk and I didn't get any sort of human interaction.
Oh, yeah. The socialization, I could see why you would miss that.
I was living by myself. And so like I was truly by myself for like 2 weeks. I didn't see anybody and I felt like I was going nuts.
216-474-0104. Are you a remote worker? Or did you used to do that? Do you miss it now? Are you glad to be back in the office?
And what do you do during your day?
Right.
We won't call your boss, we promise. We'll even give you a fake name if you want.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104, baby. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're talking about remote workers this morning.
And the fact that they're not always working during working hours.
Let's go to Patrick right now. Patrick wants to stay somewhat anonymous, and that's fine with us. And you'll find out why in a second. Patrick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Bill and Alyssa, how you doing?
Good. So you work remotely. You work from home.
Yeah. I heard you guys talking about remote workers. I wanted to call in. I started working from home back in, March of 2020, right at the beginning of COVID,
Mm-hmm. All right. So your company was right on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we had to. Everybody went home and we started working remotely.
Okay.
I can't mention where I work, obviously. It's a large company. And I do well. I do well there. Make good money.
Mm-hmm.
So at my company, there's a bunch of different business units that we have, meaning that there's four or five different departments that I do kind of communication for. They don't communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. All these departments think that I'm doing work for each of the other departments, when the truth of it really is that I'm not doing that much at all.
Oh, wow. Dream job.
Right. Pretty much. I sit in virtual meetings. That only takes up about 4 or 5 hours a week. Then I do, maybe 1 or 2 hours of actual work a week. And that's about it.
So you're working about 8 hours a week or something like that. How are you getting away with this?
I'm good at my job. I'm pretty thorough, so it's pretty easy to get everything done. I have no idea how long this can go on for. It's been 4 years now, but I'm not walking away from this money, and I'm not walking away from this dream life I've got here at home.
So I also used to work remotely, and I found that the thing that always killed me when I was working remote was I was so bored. Are you bored at your job at all?
Professionally, yeah, I guess I'm a little bit bored, but when I'm home and I'm not working, I play games. I took some guitar lessons for a while.
Did you expense that?
No. I didn't want them to know that I was shredding on company time.
<Right. laughs> What else are you doing?
I'll go out and do yard work. I'll go, I'll run errands. I've taken some 3-day weekends when there were no meetings on Friday. And I've never had to take a personal day or vacation day because I always have my email, I always have my phone, and Slack on my phone. So when I'm away from the laptop, it looks like I'm there sitting at my desk.
Wow, he has hacked the system.
I wonder how common this is.
I think it's pretty common.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I have friends like this.
Well.
Yep. This is not the first time I'm hearing this story.
I get that this is a dream job for you. On the other hand, I can tell that it seems like you should be challenged right now. That's what I feel like. I feel like you need more of a challenge.
Whoa. Anything about
maybe
it's
not.
Any challenges. Hey, I communicate. I told you four or five different departments I got to communicate with, okay? It's not easy.
Right.
All right? It's not
yeah.
easy.
All right, Patrick. Well, you get back to doing nothing.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to us, by the way. Like, how are you listening to us because you don't commute to a job?
I always listen on the Odyssey app.
Maybe because you keep listening to the Odyssey app, you'll win that trip to Sabrina Carpenter.
And then you won't even have to take days off because you have Slack on your phone.
There you go. Picture perfect, you know.